This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Root Insurance is all about you and how you drive. In fact, that's the number one factor we use to give you a better price, which puts you in control. Just download the Root app, hit the road, and we'll take care of the rest. The app measures your driving behavior and gives you a custom rate based primarily on your driving. The better you drive, the better your rate. It's car insurance made for you. Visit joinroot.com today to get started. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details.
Hey, welcome to some and welcome back to others. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Mikey, half of the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast, and this is episode 94, my indie, When in Doubt. Again, indies are individual episodes that Randy and I record. It's a way for us to honor who we are as individuals and not just who we are as spouses. Episodes will drop every Thursday. And in my indies, you can look forward to interviews, shout outs to some amazing men, fathers out there who are taking care of business, deeper insight into my thoughts about marriage, life, fatherhood, and more. Each of my indies will have three parts. Part one is the main topic, stories or interviews. Part two is head nod, where I show some respect to someone who's doing something great that I think deserves a little bit of recognition, or it'll be Q&A depending on the questions that you submit, or a mix of both. Finally, part three is where I leave you with a little sum to wrap it up. So without further ado, let's get into it.
Mother lover, you gon' love this. Graduated from a rebel to a revolutionary in my area, they love this. I'm a record like I'm revving an engine, heaven's ascension, every dimension, give me attention. Look at my soul, look at my heart, look at my hope. Got the world on my back, but I carry it though. Tell them God got my hand, I ain't letting it go. I came from the side of the ocean. Swim with the best of them, I can't deny I was chosen. Yeah, it's the Miggity Mac, milking the mic, I don't think I'm giving it back. Living unlimited winnings, that's a limited fact. I'm master this, ain't no coming after this. Resurrected from the dead.
All right, what that happened was... What happened was the love of my life and her daughter, Randy, gave me an idea to talk about, what I was going to talk about today. In their usual fashion, I am not thinking about me. So they did. I couldn't figure out what I wanted the topic of this episode to be. And so I asked for suggestions and they said, you should talk about what guys want for Father's Day. They were really excited about it. And that honestly made me feel a way because I didn't. That wasn't like my first thought. And I don't know when Father's Day is. It's actually supposed to be a day where I'm celebrated. And I don't know. I just didn't have that feeling at first. So I thought about it a little bit. And I don't know. I've had a child for a year now and we've celebrated one Father's Day. And it's still extremely new in my world. But I am allowing myself to get excited about it. And in thinking about the excitement about it, I've compiled a list of things that would make for great Father's Day gifts. And for the creative mothers, sons, and daughters out there, maybe there's something that you can take from this that'll help make Father's Day special for the dad in your life. So I broke this into a couple of parts, but essentially it really just comes down to three things. One, I think should be a new experience, and I'll go into detail with that. Two, should be that thing that he's been asking for all year. This requires like obviously some thought. Some paying attention. And if you listen to this, then, you know, it's almost around the corner. So maybe it's too late for that one. And the last one is space. And I will go into detail about that one when I get to it. But starting off with a new experience, I broke this down into a whole bunch of different sections for different types of dads. No one man is the same. We all have different things that we love. And in thinking about that, I broke it down into the fit or active dad, the handy dad, the gun loving dad, the car lover, the gamer dad, the capture of moments, the foodie dad, the TV lover, the nerdy dad, the musical dad, and the appreciative dad. Now, I may have left someone off, but I feel like this will cover most of them. All right. So I'm going to start off with the first one, with the fit or active dad. Now, if you're looking for something new to get into, I first have an activity, rock climbing. We actually have a rock climbing place in Atlanta. It's in North Atlanta. I do not remember the name of it, but Randy and I actually used to live down the street from it, and I've always wanted to go. So for like the adventurous or like active dad, rock climbing is just like an obvious place. Look up any trails or anything in your area and go climb a mountain. Go get some outside time. That's definitely something that a fit or active dad would appreciate, or let them do that themselves, depending upon the person that you're dealing with. As far as a gift, something physical that you can give, weights, a workout vest is something that I actually want for myself. This is just like a weighted vest, is something that you could work out with. It's like you're training in extra gravity. I'll get to the nerdy dad later. Workout clothes, because you can never have enough. And I'm going to give you a little secret in case you're listening to this and you don't know what it is. East Bay. I have been getting stuff from East Bay since high school. It's like the place you go for like team equipment and things of that nature. You will find really cheap prices on compression shirts, just plain t-shirts for the people who are not going out and shopping right now. They have really great shipping, and they always, always have some type of sale going on. So workout clothes like shirts, shorts, compression pants, underwear, go to East Bay or like Nike Outlet and just find something like really, really cheap. You can never go wrong with a whole bunch of workout clothes or workout equipment. Now moving on to the handy dad. This is that guy that likes to fix things and does things with his hands. As far as an activity, something that you could present would be a model car or figurine to build. Cars, planes, bikes, all of this can be found on Amazon. You really only need glue, as like an adage, so these things don't get pricey. Something else that you could get for that person is a tool set or a gift card. Someone who has tools never has enough tools. There's always one more tool that they need for something else that they're fixing, or something that they want to build or put together that they're missing. So this is going to require a little bit of research. Go see what they're missing. Try to fill that void. You also can't go wrong with like gift cards to tool places, Home Depot, Lowe's, or whatever's in your area. But look and see what they need. Go get it. You can also personalize things. So this is for the person who has money. I saw someone online who I followed for a long time, and his dad was a carpenter. And after his father retired, he took his hammer that he's worked with for like 30 years or something, and he went and he got it like he got it gold plated or something like that, or like bronzed. I imagine wherever you live, there's someone who can bronze something. So you would have to like Google that. But yeah, like something sentimental like that would definitely be appreciated by the handy dad. This next one is for the gun loving dad. So like myself, an activity would easily be range time. Now these things cost. So with range time, and I don't know if every dad fits this criteria, but I'm definitely one who would enjoy doing it by myself or with other people. So Groupon, go look and see what type of gun ranges are in your area and get that for them. Now, if you have a father or someone around who doesn't know about them, this is also like a really great way to gain education. There's someone there who's going to walk them through how it works, let them try out some different things. They'll shoot some guns. It'll be fun. Issue is that things cost. So you got to pay for eyewear. You got to pay for targets. You got to pay for the rental for the actual gun. So one of the ways that you can present it is you can actually buy like a target online, like a paper target, and present it like, here's something that you can take with you to your gun range day, or like the entire thing. That'll probably run you total maybe $30-$40 for the equipment, and then the gun range time will be whatever it is depending on where you like find it. As far as things that you can get for someone who is a gun loving dad, people who own guns, there's always a modification or something that they can do to it. So modifications to existing weapons, look into it, YouTube it, see what type of gun they may have. If there's something they may want to get done to it, whether that's coating it, changing it a different color, changing out the grip, replacing the trigger. If it's actually interesting to someone like this, I swear they will appreciate it. I personally would enjoy something like that. A gun safe for the people who are worried about their weapons or who like to store their weapons in a specific area. Gun safes are a thing now. They can range anywhere from $200 to $3,500. I'm lying, like $10,000. They get really, really pricey. But so for someone who just really wants them to have like a little case to carry around, you can find something like a stop box, which has like a very basic lock on it that holds one pistol. That's about $80. For or something like a a safe safe. So Google Fort Knox. This is like one of my dream safes. They have like those Scrooge McDuckian looking ones with like the turning knob. And they house like a gang of different shit. So Fort Knox or Rhino, if you're looking for something a little bit cheaper in like the $400, $500 area. But yeah, something like that. A holster, a cleaning kit, or a class. Again, for someone who may be interested, something like that would absolutely be fun, signing them up for a class to go take and learn gun safety and shoot at a range and get all that training and learn how to be John Wick. You know, something to think about. Next, we have the car lover. So for the car lover, I'm speaking specifically now to someone who lives in Atlanta, the Porsche experience. You can go, you can drive Porsches. However, there are other cities out there that also have tracks. Look into it and see if you can get some time to take your dad or the man in your life to go check out the track, drive some cars around, go see some cars being raced. Another activity that I had for that one is, rent a dream car, go for a ride. Now, with everything opening back up, prices are really, really low for things. Look into rental cars. You can rent exotic cars for as low as, I want to say, $200 a day. I think I've seen cheaper, like exotic cars like Porsches, Lamborghinis, things of that nature. I've seen on Enterprise, they have like a BMW i8 for, I think, $105 for like 2 days. I don't know if these deals still exist, but you can check it out. Rent a car that... that the guy has expressed interest in, or that you can just do research and find if it's a nice car, stick shift or automatic, and go for a drive. Plan like a ride out to somewhere and do something really small. Like, let's drive, I don't know, 2 hours to go grab some ice cream somewhere and back. They'll appreciate the ride. As far as something that you can buy for that person, I mentioned this before, but a model car would actually be really appreciated, or a personalized item. So if this person is like really big into Chevys, me, myself, I own a Monte Carlo. If I had any Chevy or Monte Carlo memorabilia, I would be happy with it. Look and see what they're into. Get them something with it on it. You actually have to care about what it is that they may have mentioned. And I swear it'll be really, really easy. So that's that for the car lover. Next, I got the gamer dad. An activity would be a game lounge or a game tournament. Now, I know that they have a lot of these in Georgia. They're often near college campuses. So if you have a college anywhere near your town, just look up game lounge, or just Google it and you'll find like something like an adult arcade that you can go to, where they also have like tournaments for games like Smash Brothers or Street Fighters, where you can like go take your own controller, and they usually have finger foods like wings and things like that. And you can just go and play games in like a happy, healthy environment, or you can just send them, because it might be something that they enjoy. As far as something to get them, gamer chair. I see like there's this new thing going around where, because everyone's been locked inside with quarantine, like girls have been like buying their dudes gamer chairs, which is like really cool. But a gamer chair is like an expensive, not expensive, it's like a fancy version of a computer chair. They're really comfortable. They have built-in speakers. Some of them vibrate and react to like what's going on in the game. They can sync, and they sync up to like the game that you're playing or whatever. Look into it. You can find them again for different prices, but it's for that guy who's like sitting in the lawn chair in front of the TV, like what I do, because whatever you gotta do, you gotta do. But for the person who's really into games, set them up nice. Get them a gamer chair, maybe even a new monitor. Monitors go on Amazon for as low as, I think, $110 for a 32-inch, which is not bad. And I don't know the price of the chairs, but something to look into. You got time. You can buy it now. Have it put together. Have them walk into the room, see a big bow on it. Boom, you did great. A new controller, because we break these things. And a gift card. Gift cards can go towards anything like buying stuff for the players that they've created, new games, or mostly just buying stuff for the players that they've created. Gift cards go a long way. Get it specifically for the system that they have. They'll appreciate you for it. The next one is the capture of moments, or the photographer or videographer dad. An activity that you can do, I had, was a family photo shoot, which required you to create a theme. So you can have some, buy some arbitrary things from online, say, hey, we're going to do like a pool party shot around this, like, it's like $2, like this, like, get like a really cheap tub, I forget what it's called. It's like the size of a puddle, but they're maybe like 4 foot wide, and they're the ones that you have in the backyard. It's not really a pool. Get something like that, stage it, make it look like something bigger than it is, and get everybody dressed up and take a photo shoot out there like you guys are having a pool party. as far as things for that person. I found printout cameras are really, really cool. So those are the cameras that are kind of like the Kodak cameras from back in the 90s, where you take the picture, it prints itself out, and you can like shake it up and you see the picture. I've seen those go online for as little as $50 on Amazon. A tripod or equipment like that would be appreciated, as well as like a camera bag. They have really, really nice camera bags online that you can find, because they need something to carry all that shit in. Camera bag, can't go wrong. Next up is the foodie dad. As far as an activity goes, create a list of restaurants you want to try in your city, new places only, and set dates to take him. So this is a really cool gift, because it actually shows like future thought. Like, hey, I plan on doing this stuff later in this year, not just for today, but we really want to like treat you to these things regularly. Might just make him cry. And go to those places, set those dates, see when works for them. And I think it'll be really, really cool. As far as an activity that you can do, as far as something that you can get that person, Home Fresh meal subscription. Now, Randy has been doing these Home Fresh meals. That's the thing where they send you the food and you get to, they send you all the ingredients. Every single thing is in the box and you get to cook it. From all the ones that we've tried, they've been absolutely delicious. I love seeing Randy in the kitchen with it. After you make the meal, you actually get to keep like the little menu. It comes with all the ingredients that are listed, so you can always also make it on your own. But Home Fresh, man, give that man something to cook if you like cooking. It's definitely something new. It'll get him out of the space of whoever, you know, sometimes we get stuck in making the same stuff over and over again. So that dude that's always making spaghetti, or the dude that's always grilling, this might be a challenge for him. He might appreciate it. If he gonna cook, make him cook something new that y'all gonna all benefit from. Next up, I have the TV lover. As far as an activity goes, get them a basket of their favorite snacks. I'm talking like chocolate, chips, whatever they may be into. Personally, I love Bunch of Crunch, like movie snacks. Get them all of their favorite stuff and allow them a 6 to 7 hour TV binge or movie marathon. So find out what their favorite movies are. Let them watch the entire, the entire Goodfellas trilogy or whatever they want to watch. Like if that's what they're into, just give them 6 to 7 uninterrupted hours of binge time, to where they don't have to look up from the TV. Provide them with snacks. Have somebody be the runner, like that goes and gets stuff, and we'll do everything but use the bathroom for them. that's like an easy go-to. It's cheap. As far as a thing that you can buy, one of the things that I got from Randy years ago, this was a Christmas gift actually, was one of my favorite childhood movies, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Actually, I got it from her mother, because I had been asking for it forever. Love Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Don't judge me. I like old action, kung fu movies. But give them one of their favorite childhood movies or TV show on DVD with a gift card for like all the subscription services. So if y'all don't have like a Netflix or Hulu or Stars or whatever, just give them one that like covers, I don't know, 3 months or something, or like $10 a piece. So they'll have like a month paid for or something, and let them try it out. Yeah, that's a good one. Subscription services, man. It's easy for you. Another thing that can also go along with that is a sound bar or like a surround sound thing. We love noise. As TV and movie watchers, if you got the money for it, sound bar and a subwoofer will like make them the happiest people on earth, man. Noise. Make loud movies louder. That's what we really want. The nerdy dad. So as far as the nerdy dad, what I had was comic books, man. Just Google comic books. You can find comic books dirt cheap. You can find them for like a dollar. Figure out their favorite superhero. Get them a million comics from that superhero. They will love it. Other than that, Funko Pops. I swear by these. Funko Pops are like little figurines, and they're based off of favorite anime. They have rappers. They have actors. I think they have one of Simeon Hakeem from Coming to America is one that I'm looking forward to getting. Get them one of those with their favorite characters and some comics. They'll appreciate it. Ooh, another thing is a subscription to like DC's streaming service. So DC Comics has their own streaming service where they have their animated movies. Now, DC animated movies are just as good, if not better, than Marvel's live action movies. I mean that. Like, DC sucks at live action with like real people, but their animated shit is like dark. It's really, really good. Check it out. I don't have it myself, but I want it because I know what's on there. DC stream service. Go check it out. Next up, I had the musical dad. As far as an activity for the musical dad, learning a new instrument with them, or facilitating it so that they can learn it. So looking up someone who teaches lessons or signing them up for lessons and taking it with them. I personally would learn to love, would love to learn playing the guitar with Drew or the piano with Drew or just doing something with them. They have like DJ classes that are also not expensive. It'd be cool learning how to like scratch or something with Drew or something like that, or just by myself. I don't know. I could be a DJ. Something like that would be cool as far as equipment or a thing that this person might like. Bluetooth headphones. You cannot go wrong with any new headphones over the ear. What am I trying to say? Over the ear headphones that just block out the world. I personally swear by Marshall headphones. I love them to death. They are affordable, but more than that, they sound better than Beats. And they last forever. Speaker, Bluetooth sub. Again, I love the Marshall sub. I cannot afford it. That's really pricey, but it is great. Also, something that you could do is a personalized mixtape that you feel describes them. So create a mixtape of all of the songs that you feel like describes them. Start it off with Big Papa and then just go from there. I gave you track one. Another thing that you could do is create mixes from all of the people in your family that describe you or that would remind them of you. I don't know, for the problematic person out there, the child that's annoying or whatever, you can have Toxic as the first track on your mixtape. And it would definitely make them laugh hearing Britney Spears as the first song on the mix. So check it out. Try that. That might be a good one. And last but not least, the appreciative dad. Nothing wrong with handmade anything. Also, this can go on top of any of the other people above. Handwritten card, notes, all the emotional deep shit that you would do on Mother's Day still applies here. I would love to cry at like a long ass letter of why I'm loved and appreciated. That would be gangster. Now Drew can't write, so it'll have to come from Randy, but I'm looking forward to what that looks like. That's a route they want to take. Moving on to the second thing. The thing that he's been asking for all year. Now, when I said that, you may have already known what it was. So just go ahead and do it. It's been a long ass year. If it was Mother's Day or if it was your birthday or if it was any other day celebrating any person, you just get them this thing. So if he's been asking for it, why the fuck not? Just do the thing that he was asking for all year or made mention of all year. Dads deserve love too. Number three is space. Every Mother's Day, I try to make it my mission. And I will moving forward, and I make sure that I'm roping kids into it and family into it to make sure that Randy has some semblance of a day off. As parents, we do not get a break. We are not allowed a break. But if someone was to facilitate a day, maybe 24 hours of you don't have to be a dad today, what would that look like? Create that situation, take all tasks off their plate. The work can continue the next day, but do whatever it takes to make sure that person doesn't have to do anything that day. And maybe not all day, just for a period. Just give them the time to not have to do anything, because sometimes you just need a break. Now, this year on Mother's Day, that didn't really work out well because Randy got bored and she couldn't help herself and she just wanted to come out here and just be around us. But give that person some time alone. Just give them some time alone. Let them appreciate y'all so that when they come back, they complain less if you got that type of person. For the person on the budget, a lot of the stuff that I mentioned before, there are really, really, really cheap options in there. I am big on getting a gang of shit that cost a little because it looked like a lot, or getting that one big thing that would satisfy somebody like a whole bunch of shit would. You know the man in your life. Put some thought into it. Also, you know, I some people think it's corny, but I actually like a mug that says something about a dad on it. Anything personalized, you can't go wrong with. Dad mugs are like $12, man. Get him a world's greatest dad mug and make a joke out of it. He probably appreciate it. Put a tie inside that motherfucker. Might go well. But no, I'm looking forward to all the ties and mugs and whatever else I may get in the future. But yeah, man, hopefully this list helped. Hopefully it wasn't too long-winded. But these are some things that maybe I would appreciate, and looking forward to the type of feedback I might get from this. Could be interesting. But yeah, man, that's stuff to get for a father for Father's Day. So when in doubt, refer to this list. It may help you. It may save a life. right, we are at our second segment, our head nod segment. So today I have two head nods I want to give out and one question I'm going to answer. First head nod goes out to, I have a celebrity or athlete written down. Now this one, this person doesn't need more recognition than they already get, but I have been watching this documentary and just been reminded of the greatness that I grew up with. So I want to give a head nod to Michael Jordan. I am one of those people who grew up in the Jordan era where you just couldn't help but hear his name everywhere, see it everywhere. The shoes were important. You got picked on if you didn't have them. You got robbed for them. Michael Jordan had a very large impact in all of the neighborhoods that I lived in. But if you haven't seen it, the Last Dance documentary, I think it just wrapped up, but I am only on episode 6 because I'm late to things, because when you live in life, you don't got time to just watch shows. But this man did some great shit in his career, and there's a reason why he's held to such a high regard and why he's referred to as like the greatest of all time when it comes to basketball. And if you aren't aware of why, please check out that documentary. It'll blow your mind, man. You see some wild shit. I don't think I've ever seen anybody do a layup like Michael Jordan in my life. He really would float. That man flew a couple times and stayed up longer than makes physical sense. But yeah, man, it was something to see, something spectacular to see. So if you weren't around for it, or if you just want to remind somebody of what it looked like, definitely go check that out. The second head nod I want to give out for this episode goes to one of my favorite producers. Is my musical head nod for the week, and this goes to Ninth Wonder. Some of you know who Ninth Wonder is, some of you don't. Every single one of you listening to this have definitely heard a song that was produced by Ninth Wonder. Very often I will listen to his instrumentals and play them in the background. He has created some of my favorite songs of all time, but like, he's extremely talented. And there are a lot of versus battles going on where they have like artist versus artist, producer versus producer. I would love to see one with Ninth Wonder. The reason why I'm shouting him out is just because he's amazing. He hasn't done anything super spectacular in the last week or whatever, but if something ever happened to him, I would be distraught, because this man curated mad vibes. Go and check him out if you haven't heard of him. Actually, if you look on YouTube, if you have some time, if you want to play something in the background, search for Ninth Wonder instrumentals. Let it play. It should be about 4 hours of your favorite shit. They do have shorter ones, but yeah, Ninth Wonder. If you ever hear this, love you, bro. And finally is my question. This question was actually submitted to me by the wifey. She asks, what's your favorite thing about quarantine? And it's really easy to talk about the stuff that's bothering you about this quarantine. But when I started thinking about what I'm thankful for, what I'm grateful for, my favorite thing about quarantine is that I have seen, I've seen Black people do some amazing shit during this time period. I've seen a whole bunch of businesses launch. I've seen people taking risks, trying shit they never thought they would. I have seen people in my own family just doing great shit. I have seen more of my personal family than I have ever seen before. And that alone has just been something. And while the time with these girls is rough at times, I am so happy that my daughter and my wife are safe. And I am so happy that my daughter and my wife are okay. And then I get to see their faces every day. Like, I actually do appreciate it. And if you hear this, I love you. All right, I'm gonna leave you all with this. We are living in historical times. Like, the shit that's happening now will be in history books. We will be referred to as the people that had to deal with this time period of wild shit. The quarantine has presented us all with challenges, but it's presented us with opportunities as well. Take a look around you, be introspective, think about something that you can do to better your position, or something that you have to offer the world, and go for it. Life is short, and as we all know, tomorrow may not look anything like what you had planned. Take a chance. It might work out. I don't know who needs to hear this, but take a chance. It might work out. The Black Millennial Marriage Podcast is on Domino Sounds Network. Submit questions for the next episode or feedback for this episode. Email us at blackmailmare@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 770-750-4098 and it could be featured on a future episode. Let me know what you thought about this one. Again, we thrive on feedback. We need it. We appreciate it. And be sure to check out our website, www.blackmillennialmarriage.com. Follow us on social media platforms. On Instagram, I am Mikey_XXI, or you can follow Randy at R-A-N-D-I, 4 I's, 3 E's, on Instagram. On Twitter, we are @_thechapmans. And Randy's Twitter is @Ran with a whole bunch of I's and a whole bunch of E's. As always, y'all, be blessed, don't settle, and fight clean. Peace.
I'm about to light the fuse. I just need me a cup. I'ma pour me the juice. I got the juice now. I got the juice now. I got the juice now. I got the juice. I got the juice now. I got the juice now. I got the juice now. I got the juice.
Hello.